Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, January 31st, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article Stanley Green. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to the latest episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the quirky, the curious, and sometimes the controversial figures that have shaped our world in both small and monumental ways. Today, we're exploring the life and mission of a fascinating London street figure, Stanley Green. Let's paint a picture, shall we? Imagine London's bustling Oxford Street. Now add in the unique sight of a man walking up and down with an eye-catching sign. That was Stanley Green, known affectionately by many as the Protein Man. His mission? To persuade the bustling crowds that a low-protein diet could improve their behavior, particularly by decreasing what he considered excessive passion. Born in 1915 in the neighborhood of Haringey, Green led a life that seemed somewhat ordinary in its early years. He grew up and initially worked as a stockroom assistant at a department store. His life took a significant turn during World War II when he served in the Royal Navy. After his service, Green returned to civilian life, but felt it didn't quite fit the worldview he had developed. So he set off on a path that would lead him to become one of London's most celebrated street campaigners. So what sparked this passionate crusade? It began with Green's belief that high-protein foods led to heightened passions and the societal chaos he observed. To combat what he saw as a problem, he took to the streets, passionately. For 25 years, from the mid-1960s until 1993, he would roam London's shopping districts, particularly Oxford Street, carrying a sandwich board emblazoned with personalized slogans warning passersby of the dangers of protein. His most memorable mantra might have been, "Less passion from less protein, fish, meat, bird and nut, peas, beans, lentils and sit." Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Despite what you might imagine, Green wasn't just waving a sign and yelling. No, he was distributing his self-published pamphlet titled Eight Passion Proteins with Care, which elaborated his theory in more depth. By the time of his death in 1993, he had sold an incredible 87,000 copies. His pamphlets weren't about making money, as he charged a modest amount, but about spreading his message about the supposed dangers of protein. Imagine the commitment it takes to uphold such a consistent presence and message, unperturbed by skeptics or the inclement weather year-round. Green's dedication sparked conversations among the public, prompted media coverage, and carved him into the fabric of London's urban folklore. In a way, he became a comforting fixture, a unique character that symbolized the diversity and individuality of city life. But here's a thought-provoking twist. In today's society, with growing interest and movements around plant-based diets and reduced meat consumption for health and ethical reasons, do you think Green might be viewed differently now? Although his motivations were distinct and arguably eccentric, the underlying principle of questioning conventional dietary habits aligns with modern thinking. Green's story opens the door to broader conversations about how personal convictions can drive public personas for both good and ill. Today, with social media as the platform of choice, how would Stanley's steadfast demeanor and unique message translate? Would he gather a digital following, or perhaps even spark a viral movement? It's fascinating to consider how the way we communicate and spread ideas has transformed. What remains consistent, though, is the human element of curiosity, the desire to challenge norms, and our willingness sometimes to stand outside queuing conventions to emphasize a point. As we wrap up, I invite you to reflect on your own beliefs. What cause would you be willing to stand for, come rain or shine? Green may have been dubbed eccentric, but his story is a testament to how deeply held beliefs can define a life and leave an imprint on the world around you. So the next time you find yourself pondering the merits of a high-protein dinner or a plant-based lunch, think about Stanley Green, a man perhaps ahead of his time, driven by a vision of peace and moderation. If this episode intrigues you, I encourage you to delve deeper, read up on Stanley Green on Wikipedia and other sources to get more insights into his motivations in life. Maybe it'll inspire a bit of quirky determination in your day-to-day, whatever your passions might be. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and never hesitate to explore the unconventional. Thank you for tuning into Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Stanley Green. Thanks for listening. See you next time.